T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, a scary moment for a Chicago police officer during the Friday rush hour at a notorious grade crossing in the western suburbs. Here's WBBM's Miguel Esparza.
A Chicago police officer was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after his squad car was hit by a Metro train yesterday afternoon. The incident happened in the 7700 block of West Grand Avenue. The train engineer said the gates were activated when the crash occurred. An investigation is underway. The train had about 100 passengers and left downtown Chicago at 4:30 p.m. and was originally scheduled to arrive in Elgin at 5:45 p.m. No one on the train was injured. Miguel Esparza, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The long railroad crossing on Grand Avenue between 76th and 77th Streets in Elmwood Park was labeled inherently dangerous by federal transportation officials after a Metro train hit 6 cars in the day before Thanksgiving in 2005. Elmwood Park is starting the process of replacing the crossing with an overpass. The head of the union that represents Chicago police officers is urging officers to show up at City Hall tomorrow to protest the city's vaccine mandate for city employees. FOP Lodge 7 President John Catanzara says one of the officers placed on no-pay status for refusing to comply with the mandate is the handler of a bomb-sniffing dog at O'Hare. Catanzara says the officer was told by his commander that the dog would be taken away if he didn't comply. Catanzara said the dog belongs to the TSA and could only be taken away if the officer was fired and all appeals were exhausted.
He was literally trying to scare, intimidate, and harass a canine handler that is under his purview. It's pretty sad that our exempt rank members are willing to stoop that low. But there is a gleeful joy in some of their eyes about what they're doing.
The city council will hear a proposed ordinance on Monday that would require city council approval to put an employee on no-pay status. The vaccine mandate is also the subject of a number of state and federal lawsuits. A 29-year-old man is dead after he was shot this morning in the West Garfield Park neighborhood on the west side. Police say officers found the man lying on the ground at Monroe and Costner. He was shot in the chest twice and taken to Mount Sinai Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. And residents of South Suburban Dixmoor are still wondering when they will have access to clean water once again.
After a week of waiting, more than 3,000 residents of South Suburban Dixmoor still don't have answers about their water. Officials are saying there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but they can't provide a timeline. Bill Barnes is the executive director at the Cook County Emergency Management and Regional Security.
Water cannot be ingested in the village of Dixmoor until the line from Harvey to Dixmoor is restored. So the county will continue to provide bottled water through the Salvation Army.
They've attributed the problem to a water main in Harvey with a problematic valve. The Chicago Tribune reports that the valve is about 100 years old. Asha Lee, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police have issued an alert for Gold Coast businesses following a string of recent burglaries. In each incident, police say, groups of up to 7 males grabbed purses on display tables before running out of the store and into a getaway car. The 3 burglaries happened in broad daylight between October 11th and last Friday in the 800 block of North Michigan and Oak Street near State. The getaway vehicles are described as either a dark-colored Jeep, a black Lexus, or a silver Ford.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.